Power generating company Eskom implemented stage 2 load shedding on Tuesday evening, which is expected to last until Monday morning. Eskom cited a shortage of generation capacity as the reason. The company briefed the media on Wednesday morning. Eskom COO Jan Olbaholzer said electricity demand is usually higher going into winter and explained why load shedding was implemented.
Due to the depleted capacity from generator breakdowns and the tripping and the delay specifically in 2,000 megawatts of generators returning to service, combined then with a higher demand for electricity as a cold weather set in, there was unfortunately insufficient capacity to supply the country's demand, and the implementation of stage 2 load shedding was unfortunately then necessary to ensure that the national grid remained in balance and stable, so to make sure the integrity of the system is not touched at all. I think it's important to mention this as well. Despite the implementation yesterday of stage 2 load shedding, we are still using extensive emergency reserves to go through the morning peaks as well as evening peaks, because, as I said, the higher winter demand. Unfortunately, we still see, as at this point in time, that we will continue with load shedding up until Monday morning at the 9th at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I don't believe that we need to make a decision hastily. So we need to make sure that when we make a decision, we can stick to that decision.
He said SA needs to realize Eskom's system is old and has been poorly maintained, and citizens might have to endure more darkness this winter.
We do not have sufficient capacity in the country. This is what we all need to understand. So this is not blaming anybody. So I'm just giving a fact. So we have a system that is old, a system that has not been maintained the way it was supposed to. We have a system that's been running in the red for a very long time. I would say the last 15 years we've been running, you know, our system, the utilization much higher than what it was supposed to. So you have this old system that is really taking a beating. Now, we now need to take these units and we need to maintain them. We need to take them down for planned maintenance. Unfortunately, we do not have the luxury because of the demand of the country. It makes it extremely difficult to do the planned maintenance that we need to and that we want to do because of the demand. And now we're going into a period that the demand in the country, because of the winter conditions, are picking up, and it's actually quite high given, you know, the capacity that we have available. So given this, we are trying our best to match the capacity, including the reserves that we have, to what the demand is. It makes it extremely difficult because we have an unreliable and unpredictable system. So what we plan is not always materializing. So having given you this, is we will try our utmost, you know, to not to load shed the country. So that is our aim. We understand the mandate very well, and that is to ensure that there's electricity supply to the country. But we find ourselves in a very difficult spot. So what we will try our utmost to make sure that we balance the capacity and the demand of the country. However, it does not take away the fact that we have a risk, and a relatively high risk, of load shedding during the winter period.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.